Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Busy news day. First, we start with the U.S. Supreme Court and their decision, which was dealing with both New York and Connecticut on the issue of guns.
Yeah, our story today by State Editor Casey Seiler explains how gun control advocates were cheering the announcement by the U.S. Supreme Court that it will not hear a challenge of New York's SAFE Act. But also cheering was the head of a leading Second Amendment group in New York, which staunchly opposes the SAFE Act. Tom King, the president of the Rifle and Pistol Association in New York, said he was ecstatic that the top court won't be taking up the case. Of course, King's relief wasn't due to the survival of the SAFE Act. Rather, it stems from what he saw as the potential peril to his gun rights position if the case had gone before the high court that's currently operating with only 8 members. The case in question is known as Kempfer versus Cuomo. It challenged the SAFE Act. A parallel suit declined by the Supreme Court on Monday challenged a similar law in Connecticut limiting assault rifles. They all were passed in the aftermath of the December 2012 killing of 26 people in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Now the case will not go before the court, and it has to do with the fact that in February, the unexpected death of Justice Antonin Scalia changed the mind of the gun rights advocates. They see it as a tactical move not to bring it before the Supreme Court now, because a win by the gun control advocates would set a precedent that might last for decades, something they don't want.
In light of recent traffic deaths, there's money now to be spent by the state DOT on pedestrian.
Yeah, the state is going to spend $110 million over the next 5 years to improve pedestrian safety in upstate New York and on Long Island. The Department of Transportation will examine all 200,000 of the crosswalks that do not have walk signals and develop a criteria to give grants to local governments and to fund pedestrian safety projects. The announcement comes after a series of high-profile pedestrian deaths, including last week's crash that killed a 16-year-old girl in Cahoes. Route 5 from Central Avenue in Albany through Colony to Schenectady has been the site of multiple pedestrian deaths.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. You can go to timesunion.com to read more about those stories, or even a third story about RPI to be the regional hub for a $140 million federal energy grant. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David.